You talk about the Democrats and how they just hate him. What about those who would ask, why do you like him? We saw how he treated you when you were competing against him in 2015 for the presidency.
Oh, yeah.
We saw how he talked about your family, talked about your wife, talked about your dad, talked about he said a lot of things that most people wouldn't forgive. Why do you seem so nice and finding yourself to like him a little bit?
Listen, there's no doubt in the 2016 cycle, he and I beat the living daylights out of him. And I beat the living daylights out of him, and he beat the living daylights out of me. And it was rough. And, you know, politics, it ain't beanbag. And listen, I won 12 states. I came within inches of winning the nomination,
yes,
but he beat me. And when he got elected in November 2016, I had a choice to make, and I thought about it, which is I could have had hurt feelings, and he said some rough things about me, although to be fair, I said some rough things about him too.
Okay.
But I got a job to do, and my job is to represent 31 million Texans. And so if I was going to get my feelings hurt and say I'm going to take my ball and go home, I could do that. But I better be prepared to resign from the Senate and say I can't do my job. We had an opportunity, I thought, in 2016, and we have an opportunity now to do a lot of good. And so actually what I did, I got on a plane right after he got elected in 16, and I flew to New York, and I spent 4.5 hours in Trump Tower. And I sat with him, and I said, look, we've been given an historic opportunity. We've been given, Republicans have been given the White House and both houses of Congress. That's rare. That doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we can't blow this chance. And I told him then, I want to roll up my sleeves and get to work so we deliver on our promises. And I've been his strongest ally in the Senate since then, and I think we've gotten a lot accomplished. I'm proud of the record of what's gotten accomplished. And he is one of a kind. They broke the mold with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. There's never been anyone like him. I don't think there'll be anyone like him after that. Mm-hmm. What I appreciate about him is he's got courage. He's got guts in a way that there are not many people in politics that have.